Welcome to the Ben and Bash Podcast Tag Team Talks.
I'm Ben.
I'm Bash. It's time to lace up your boots and hit the mat with the Ben and Bash Podcast Tag Team Talks.
All right. Another episode. This episode here, we are going to be doing the top 10 baby faces in wrestling. We both compiled our own list of 10. As usual, we don't know each other's list until right this moment, right now. Let's get to it.
Okay, my number 10 on top 10 baby faces is the WWE Women's Champion, Bayley. She is on this list. I mean, I have a pretty big list, a lot of top stars. I would love to have her higher, but really with the people on my list, I can't have her anywhere higher.
Gotcha. All right, that's all. Mm-hmm. All right, for my number 10, I'm going with The Rock. The Rock. And the Attitude Era, The Rock did change a little bit from heel to babyface, but when he was the People's Champ, the original People's Champ, Babyface Rock, he was, I mean, I don't know anybody who didn't like The Rock growing up, so that's my number 10, The Rock.
Okay. My number 9. It's my favorite tag team right now. Awesome Truth.
Are we doing tag teams?
It's just top 10. That's fine.
I know we're doing tag teams, but all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I didn't.
No, go ahead. You're fine. I didn't know we were doing tag teams, but we're good. Go ahead.
Okay. So they're on here. They're my favorite tag team right now. And again, what I said, Bayley, my list just gets better and better from here on. So I have to put them there because I can't put them any higher on the list.
Gotcha. All right. That's good. Number 9 right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number 9 is an old school guy. I wasn't around when he was wrestling. I've seen some old videos of him on YouTube and TV and all that. I put him kind of low on my list just because I didn't see him in person, didn't see him wrestle live. But I put Bruno Sammartino. The guy sold out Madison Square Garden. I think he still has the record for most sellouts at Madison Square Garden, if not mistaken. He had the belt for, 10 years, I think it was? 7 to 10 years, something like that. It's the longest in the history of wrestling. People loved him. Like I say, people cheered him all over the place. I put him kind of low on the list just because he wasn't my era, but I still had to put him out of respect for him.
Okay, my number 8 is the prize fighter, Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens, the veteran, future Hall of Famer. He's a veteran, and he's a great baby face. He's also a great heel, but I put him on the baby face category.
Gotcha.
Because I feel like he's better as a baby face, and I've not really ever seen him as a heel.
Okay. Nice. New one. For my number 8 pick, I picked the dad of the current world champion, Cody Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes. I picked him because he was the average normal guy. He didn't have a bodybuilder type look. He wasn't fast in the ring. He looked just like a normal guy. I mean, so like I said, he resonated with a lot of normal people. Like I said, he didn't look like a normal person. So people, I think, gravitated toward him because of that. He didn't look like the big Hulk Hogan's and those kind of guys like that back in the day. He looked like the normal guy. So that's my number 8.
Man, you're doing old school guys.
Say it right in history.
Yeah, I know, but
go ahead.
For my number 7, I said the Legend Killer, Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm. For babyface?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, he's a babyface right now.
Okay.
And I realized I should have put him in the heel category.
All right, for my number 7 pick, I picked Mick Foley, a.k.a. Mankind, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, whatever you want to go with, the three faces of Foley. I picked Mick Foley, the ultimate, one of the ultimate baby faces. I mean, a lot of times he was the hardcore icon, hardcore legend, whatever you want to, moniker you want to put for him, but he did get cheered, especially when him and the Rock tag team with the Rock and Sock connection. But Mick Foley is my number seven pick for top baby faces.
Okay. For my number six, I picked Main Event Jey Uso. He had a rivalry with Jimmy Uso, which I thought could be way better at WrestleMania. He's one of the top baby faces along with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. He's staying at Raw, currently in the draft. And I feel like he's great as a heel, but I feel like he's better as a baby face.
Gotcha. Nice. Number six. All right, my number six, I picked the Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin. In the Attitude Era, yes, he had a little heel run there for a minute, but he was predominantly a baby face. I mean, as an adult now, you know, I mean, looking back then, Stone Cold was the baby face. I mean, people cheered him when that glass broke, crowd went crazy. And I mean, even to this day, when that glass breaks, crowd goes crazy. So yeah, Stone Cold is my number six for top baby faces.
For my number five and top baby faces, I pick Seth freaking Rollins.
That's a good one.
Same thing with Kevin Owens. He's a veteran, future Hall of Famer. He's good as a heel. And he's pretty good as a babyface. And so that's why I have him on number five.
Gotcha. Okay. Nice. Okay. My number five, I'm going to take one of yours. You had her a little bit lower. I'm going to pick Bayley. Bayley for my number five, babyface. In NXT, she was the ultimate babyface. I mean, I don't think she turned heel one time in NXT at all. I mean, the match between her and Sasha, her and Charlotte, I mean, they went at it. She was the ultimate babyface. That little fan, Lizzie, with her and all that. Went to WWE, became babyface. It wasn't until recently when she founded Damage Control that she went full blown heel. Up until that point, she was babyface all the way for years. So Bayley is my number one female babyface of all time, but also my number five babyfaces of all time.
For my number four, I picked another female, in Jade Cargill.
Nice.
She's an up-and-comer, at least in WWE. She's teaming with Bianca Belair at Backlash, against the Kabuki Warriors. I think they're gonna win that match. And she's been a heel in AEW. I haven't seen much of that, but I've seen clips of it, and I've seen on YouTube, and that's how I know she's a good heel, but she's also a good babyface.
Nice. All right, my number four, I went with Bryan Danielson, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan when he was in WWE. So in WWE, I think it was WrestleMania 30, the ultimate babyface, Daniel Bryan. He had to win a match in the opening match in order to main event WrestleMania that same day. I mean, the Yes Movement was crazy. I mean, I remember watching it live on TV. Fans bombarded the ring. I mean, there was a fan every single spot in that arena doing the Yes. They were in the ring, they were outside the ring. I mean, it was a crazy sight to see. And then he fast forward, like I said, to WrestleMania, and he goes on to win a world championship and solidifies the Yes Movement, and also him being one of the better wrestlers in the world at that point in time. And he's still technically one of the best technical wrestlers right now. So I got Daniel Bryan for my number four babyface of all time.
For my number three, I have another female on this list. For my number three, I picked Bianca Belair. And she's a veteran, future Hall of Famer. If I knew we were doing all time, I would have picked other people. But she's on my list since I'm doing current baby faces. And she's she's the EST WWE, and she is probably going to win the tag team titles with Jane Cargill. And that's pretty much why I have her on my top. But I have her on three.
Nice, nice. All right. For my number three, babyface, I picked John Cena. John Cena, a guy who he went heel for a little bit. When he first started wrestling, he was a little bit of a heel when he was the Doctor of Thugonomics. I mean, talking about people, doing raps and all that. He was a little heel. But after that, he has never been heel. And he was so much of a babyface that people actually disliked him so much because he was such a babyface. Man, I mean, it was people, begging for him to turn heel. But he never did. John Cena, probably one of the biggest baby faces in WWE. I mean, merchandise sales, Make-A-Wish, most Make-A-Wishes in history, which is, that's crazy numbers, astonishing. How many Make-A-Wish dreamers he's done for the different kids around the world. But so John Cena is my number three for top baby faces.
For my number two, I picked LA Knight. Yeah, because he is the fastest rising superstar in SmackDown history. He lost to AJ Styles, but he beat AJ Styles at WrestleMania. He main evented Crown Jewel against Roman Reigns. A lot of people are mad that he didn't get a title opportunity at WrestleMania, but I'm sure that'll come down the line.
Nice. Okay.
And that's why I have him on number two.
Nice, nice. My number two is one of my all-time favorite wrestlers, period. But my number two wrestler is Sting. More specifically, Surfer Sting, the original Sting. When he came with the blonde hair, the multicolored face paint before he did the black and white Sting in the 90s. But before that, he was Surfer Sting. I mean, that's when I started watching wrestling. That was my favorite wrestler then, and he still is my favorite wrestler now. Still sad that he retired. But Sting, my number two, which, like I said, he's never totally went heel. He went heel a little bit in TNA with the main event Mafia. But other than that, he's never really full-blown gone heel, except for that time in TNA when he was with the Main Event Mafia. But yeah, AEW, he was a straight babyface. WWE, when he came from TNA to WWE, he was a babyface. WCW, he was a babyface. I mean, he went against the NWO. I mean, it was... So yeah, Sting is my number two babyface of all time.
Nice pick. Mm-hmm. For my number one, got the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Nice.
Or better yet, the Undisputed Champion, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, get that title right. Get it right.
Yep. And he's on my number one. He finished the story and beat Roman Reigns. He's a great baby face. I've never seen him as a... No, I have... Well, I've seen, over clips, dashing Cody Rhodes. And when he was injured with his face mask, undashing Cody Rhodes. That's all I've seen of... But I know he was in, TNA, right? No, it was independent wrestling. He was also a heel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I have him on my list, because he's been a babyface longer. I feel like he's a better babyface. And everybody's been wanting him to finish the story for like 2 years now.
And he finally did it.
Mm-hmm. He finally did it.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah. WrestleMania 40.
Mm-hmm. Biggest in history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have Cody Rhodes on my top 10 babyfaces list at number one.
Nice, nice. Well, it looked like you did a top 10 current babyfaces.
Yes.
And I more so did like a top 10 all-time babyfaces.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Just nice little, that's a nice little top 10 on each side. So my number one babyface in wrestling history. I mean, if you know anything about wrestling history, this guy is on everybody's top 10 list all time. Not currently, because he's been retired for a while. He makes appearances here or there, but he's been retired for a long period of time. But my number one pick for baby faces, for top baby face of all time in wrestling history, is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. This guy has been wrestling for well over 30, probably closer to 40 years now, and he has never went heel one time. Never. He's never went heel, not one time his whole career.
Then what did John Cena?
John Cena went heel a little bit.
Yeah, but you said he never went heel.
No, John Cena went heel a little bit when he was the Dr. Thunkonomics.
No, I'm talking about him.
Ricky Dragon Steamboat. Yeah. That's why he's number one. Yeah. That's why I got number one on my list. Because he's the one of the... I don't know anybody else in the history of wrestling that I can think of on top of the head that has never went heel one time. Not even a touch of heel. I mean, he didn't even... Not even a smidgen. I mean, he's never went heel.
He's like, never turned on anybody.
Never. Never turned on anybody. That's all I can remember. Unless there's film out there somewhere. I've seen a lot of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat matches, and I cannot remember him ever turning heel on anybody, beating anybody up that wasn't supposed to get beat up, that wasn't a bad guy. No attacks from behind. None of that. I can't remember him ever doing that. So he is the reason why I have him as the number one baby face in the history of wrestling. Anything else you want to add before we close this out?
Nah.
Pretty good list, you think?
I mean, yours better because you did all the time.
I mean, I've been watching wrestling longer, so, you know, I have more memory to look at.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get there one day, though.
And even if I was doing current, I don't know how I missed John Cena.
Oh, that's fine. John Cena doesn't wrestle as much anymore. That's why.
Yeah.
But are you done now? Just like are you finished with this episode?
Yeah.
All right. So signing off. I'm Ben.
I'm Bash.
This has been the episode of Tag Team Talk.